Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This was the largest audience to ever witness an inauguration, period, both in person and around the globe.
It is just something that we're not used to seeing from a White House press secretary going after the news media in that fashion. And to happen, Wolf, in the very first briefing here in the room from the White House press secretary, it is rather astonishing.
Well, there you have it. That was a lot of the conversation this weekend. Sean Spicer came out and came after the media for misreporting what he said were the numbers at the inauguration. Joining us on the line right now, Joe Concha, media reporter, columnist for The Hill. Good morning to you, Joe.
I'm completely unmotivated on this Monday, I got to tell you.
Why are you unmotivated there, Joe?
These games, man. I watch both the playoff games. Oh, by the time I get to bed, I got to go to bed at 9. I got to tell you. And when it goes to like 11 or whatever it went to.
I think football was a nice diversion, actually, quite frankly.
Thanks.
Well, where are we in our relationship between the Trump administration and the media at this moment? It would appear that things got off to a little bit of a rocky start.
Are you surprised, right? I mean, this has been going on for the last 600 days since Donald Trump announced in June of 2015. This has been a war between two factions, and I've come to the conclusion that the opposition party doesn't consist of Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi. It consists of mainly political media, and that was Sean Spicer setting a marker, saying, okay, this is the tone that we're going to set here. If you decide to report, if you're Time Magazine, that the Martin Luther King bust was removed from the White House 2 minutes after Trump got in there, and it turned out to be completely false, we're going to call you out on it. Far as the inauguration crowd's stupid fight to pick, if you're Sean Spicer, only because you got to be able to back that up with facts, and who cares about the size of an inauguration crowd? No one was going to be 2009 President Obama historic moment, Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump, nobody. So don't even bother with that stuff.
Look, today, for example, they're going to announce that they're pulling out of the TPP, and they're going to talk about the need to renegotiate NAFTA. These are big deals. This is big stuff. And unfortunately, when the press briefing occurs at 1 o'clock, what do you think the topic is going to be?
It's going to be, Sean, you were mean to us, and are you really going to move the White House? Are you going to move out of the Brady Room across the street because there's a bigger demand and there's only 49 seats in this room? The media has to be able to pick the right fights as well, and that was ridiculous because 49 seats just isn't enough with the demand of the amount of people that want to cover this administration. But to your point, the bigger part of Spicer's, it wasn't a press conference, by the way, because you actually have to take questions, but his statement on Saturday was the fact that Trump is meeting with the Mexican president on January 31st. No one's talking about this because everybody was obsessed with the fact that Spicer wanted to bring up the crowd size. So then all you saw all weekend was either Sean Spicer is truculent with the media, Obama's crowd size is bigger, see, here's a picture, but no one talked about the fact that a pretty big deal, Donald Trump is meeting with the Mexican president to discuss trade on the 31st. That's the news, but we always go for the shiny object, and that's why everybody hates us so much in the media.
This is Jesse Joe. What is your concept on what Kellyanne Conway said? She said that the Trump spokesman didn't lie, he gave alternative facts.
Right, and everybody's running with that, saying, like, that's another way of lying. No, I think what he was trying to say, right, and look, I can't tell you whether more people watch this inauguration than any other inauguration in history, because what Spicer is doing is saying, look, yeah, the crowd size was smaller in terms of the people that showed up on Friday, but you don't know how many people watched around the world in terms of on tablets, on phones, on ways that we can't quantify.
Well, my concern is her words. She said alternative facts. What is your concept when she's saying he didn't lie, he gave alternative facts?
I don't know. I think that means that we're presenting another perspective that the media is not giving you.
Okay.
But I'd have to ask Kellyanne, which I hope to do this week, because it's being strung out as another way of saying it's a way of lying, or it's a way to bring an alternate reality.
Alternate reality is what they're going to say.
It is also fair, though.
She didn't choose her words properly.
An alternative interpretation of the facts would be one thing. Joe, listen, it is also fair to point out that every single thing that this administration and even when they weren't in office, every single thing they did, it seems like they can't get a fair shake from many in the mainstream media. I mean, it's like they are coming out. There used to be a thing called a honeymoon period. There is no honeymoon period with this president.
There is not. And look, when 2 minutes after his inaugural address is done, and you got to hear from three different people on major channels, like an ABC Terry Moran, who immediately says "America First," which is a slogan Trump has been using forever, automatically must mean that it comes with overtones from the 1930s of an anti-Semitic movement led by Charles Lindbergh, and you compare him to Hitler, like Rachel Maddow and Chris Matthews did. It's ridiculous because no one gave context around what America First may mean.
Right.
And that means going back and playing Trump's speech where he says, this is specifically what I think it means. And he goes on to talk about economic protectionism, around energy resources, around tax policies, around reducing tax to middle class, loosening regulations,
and
that sort of thing.
And patriotism. He talked about patriotism.
That speech isn't even played to let people at home decide whether he's talking about a stupid 1930s anti-Semitic movement or economic policies. And that's what drives me crazy, and that's what drives the Trump administration crazy, and that's what drives half the country crazy, because context of precedent is never being presented by a media that is obsessed with connecting him with the Nazis.
Can you believe how many people within 2 minutes seem to be throwing around this word regarding his inauguration address? It was a very dark speech. How many people? I mean, everybody. Oh, it was dark.
Because they're in the dark.
What is dark about saying to the American people, we're going to give you power back? That seems to be not a dark speech, but a hopeful speech for the many people who voted for this guy.
I think they counted that Trump only said three times.
Yeah, that's right.
And that President Obama in his farewell address in Chicago said I 75 times. So it seemed to be a pretty magnanimous speech. I didn't get the dark.
I didn't get that at all either.
No, but if you watched it and then didn't watch the reaction afterwards, you'd say, okay, he's saying there's some major problems in this country and he plans on fixing them. And when he used American carnage, look at the stats in Chicago, for instance, around crime. It is a carnage, and we don't want to talk about it. So, I'm sorry that he didn't give this glowing speech. They wanted basically Trump to transform into this guy that suddenly would sound and be presidential. And give Trump credit for this. You could agree or disagree with him. He is consistent in terms of who he is, unapologetic. And if that means dark, okay, I'll take it, I guess, because at least you're getting somebody who sounds authentic.
All right, we're going to have to leave it there. Joe Concha from The Hill, always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Joe.
I'm motivated again. Thank you.
Yeah!